don't you wish that I got to work on this. I'm like so devoted to making sure people think I'm smart and that I know everything.
You
I'm
are. Cut that.
I'm going to change personalities.
No, you got to keep using words. Keep using words like genre shifting. Just make stuff up like you're doing.
I'll lean into that.
Hey, folks. That's Beverly D'Angelo. Before we get to her, this weekend, December 16th and 17th, I'm going to be at the Des Moines, Iowa Funny Bone. If you guys are in the area, come on out. Show's Friday and Saturday. Go to the Des Moines Funny Bone for tickets or go to paulmercurio.com, my website, for tickets. Always a great time there. I hope you guys can make it this weekend, December 16th and 17th. And that is Beverly D'Angelo of Christmas Vacation, European Vacation, the new movie out, Violent Night. Really great conversation with her. There she's talking about, well, just being silly and fun and wanting to be smart, which she is. But you'll hear and when you listen to the whole interview why she says that. But it's a really fun conversation with her. She's got a really, really funny, dry sense of humor. And it's really cool to hear how she picks roles and why she thought this Violent Night movie was such an interesting movie to do and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So enjoy Beverly D'Angelo and hope to see you guys this weekend at the Des Moines, Iowa Funny Bone. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Very excited to have my guest on this week, a fantastic actress that can really literally do anything as an actor, comedy, drama. I was so excited when I got offered the chance to have her on the show. You know her as Ellen Griswold in National Lampoon's Vacation films, amazing work in Coal Miner's Daughter, Pacific Heights, American History X, and she's currently can be seen in this really interesting Christmas holiday genre, Violent Night, which is in theaters now. And of course, from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is on all the time everywhere. It's Beverly D'Angelo. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thanks. I apologize for sounding like I'm under the water. I have a cold, but, you know, I'm a professional.
You're going to.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. By the way, is the word interesting that you use to describe Violent Night is a little, shall we say, a euphemism? I noticed that you didn't say, it's great, it's fantastic, it's so funny, it's so wild.
Oh, no, it's all of those things. Oh, you mean a Violent Night? No. I mean, it actually took me by surprise because when I saw the ad initially for it, I'm like, I almost thought it was like a spoof. And then it's such a good movie. I didn't know what to expect because I'd never seen that combination of genre before. No, I think it's fantastic.
There was a thing that was influential. I know that when the guys who wrote this, Pat Casey and Jonah and Josh Miller, the guys who wrote this wrote Sonic Hedgehog, and they did say that they were influenced by something in that film, Scrooge. There's a fake trailer. And it's called, for the film, because it was a fake trailer.
Yes.
And it was a fake movie called The Night the Reindeer Died. And it showed mercenaries breaking into Santa Claus's workshop and just killing everybody with machine guns.
Right.
And so that fake movie was a little bit of an influence from what I understand.
I could totally see that now because the scene was that Bill Murray is that heartless network executive who wants to just get ratings. And so they go bloody and dark.
Yeah.
And then there's this, and that's exactly what this is. And, you know, I know you had said that working with the directors, Tommy Wirkola, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Wirkola? Yeah, Tommy Wirkola.
Yeah, you said I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's a master at genre shifting.
He is.
And I never heard that word, that term before, genre shifting.
Made it up.
Well, there you go. You get to make anything up you want. By the way, you sound very sultry. I think this cold is a good thing for you. There's a very sultry, kind of sexy thing going on. Just say it. Just put it out
sexy?
There.
Sexy? I think I sound like a man who's working at a restaurant. At a truck stop or something. What'll it be?
Do what do you mean?
Pomerizzi.
Give me the hash, a side of toast. And
what is it? Adam and Eve on a raft.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Adam and Eve on a raft, Java to go, no cream with the no sugar, on a two spot. Okay.
Those guys in those 40s movies who have to, you know, pipe down, bub. Hey, you know, pipe down.
Exactly.
Hey, I got something for you. Pipe down over there. Okay, go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a lot of the sentences in those movies ended with yeah, see. There was a lot of that in the dialogue.
You know what I'm talking about? Listen, Bubsy. You know, there's also then there's that other side of that era when they always said, besides, you know, see, I'm gonna take you out here. See, they always said say. You did. It was like the upper crust. The gangsters would go, "Hey, yes. Talking about this, fuck saying, bring that broad over here. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a sight for sore eyes. Look at the gams on that one.
She the gams, right the gams.
Body. She can walk all over my heart. But then there's the upper class kind of the ones that say, you didn't happen to catch Catherine today, did you? Well, say, I've got an idea.
They always say
in there. Like, where did they
say?
Why don't we say that?
That's a good. I say they're good men. There's a lot of good men.
Hey.
I say they're good men. Yeah, I just saw another Broderick Crawford in something, and just watching him act and the way he's like a machine gun when he talks. That just that stylized, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna go over there. Say I'm gonna go. There's no pacing.
Yeah, I love that. I like fast talkers.
So what was it about this? You said it was genre shifting. You made that up. What does that mean?
Well, in Violent Night, and Tommy Wirkola is a master of creating these moments, but in Violent Night, it careens from, you know, these fierce fight action scenes, altercations filled with anger and vehemence, and they're shocking, to like these little heartfelt you know, scenes between Santa and the little girl who believes in him when no one else does, to some real, you know, to like this, the Lightstone family, that's like the ultimate, you know, dysfunctional, wealthy family. And all these things incur feelings in the audience because they're genres. You know, there's the comedy genre. There's the sweetheart, you know, tied up with a bow. Christmas movie kind of genre, or just, you know, a treacly sweet family movie. There's an action film. And there's violence. I mean,
horror, that stuff.
Christmas. Yeah. He hates. I mean, so there's like the bad guy versus the good guy kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's got a lot of different. It shifts. It goes from an action film to a talkie to a dialogue-based film, to character-based, to, you know, touching, heartfelt stuff. I don't know. I'm not. I forget everything I said about, but I always try to sound like I know everything. And
of course you know what you're talking about. You've been doing this for years. You know better than anybody. David Harbour, who stars as Santa in this, said when he got the script, the first thing he said to himself is, what is this? Right. And then he delved deeper into it. And really got into it. Did you have a similar reaction when you saw the script?
No, I knew it was.
You did.
You
could see it clearly.
I could absolutely see it clear. I could see that it was going to be really exciting to do that, because that's like real life. Like there are people who walk around and just funny nonstop all day, but those are the people who go home and they want to shoot themselves. You know what I mean? So this idea that everything has a consistent, isn't it true? Aren't like the funniest comedians like the darkest people in the world?
But, oh my God.
But there is no such thing as a consistent tone in life. And that's not reflected in film. You know, we always want to go like, it's an action movie. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's a tearjerker. And then they come up with it's a dramedy. It's a drama. I mean, like everything's trying to be categorized. And I suppose that's just for marketing. But to me, you know, that's true to life. There was never one consistent tone, you know, any given day and any given hour of anybody's life. And of course, there are extremes for people that are nuts and they're like careening up and down and laughing and crying, you know, and we're all nuts from time to time. I'm talking more about the medicated group, but you know, I mean, that really does.
We all are.
But
every family has dysfunction. Every family has something crazy going on. Every family's got issues.
But the thing is that I did see that was what really excited me. And that's what Tommy said when I met him on Zoom. I asked him about it. I said, what drew you to this? Because when I first read it, I thought this is like a like this new world that I know we're coming into, where video games and films are a thing. And it read to me like a video game of sorts. But anyway, when Tommy said that he really takes pleasure in blending all these elements together, it was thrilling. I really wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, well, it's a really great movie. I'm mad at you because I wish I had more time with you, but we're gonna reconnect and I'm gonna have you on.
Okay, we'll reconnect
because there's a whole
movie. But also, don't you wish that I gotta work on this? I'm like so devoted to making sure people think I'm smart and that I know everything.
You are.
I'm gonna change personalities.
No, you gotta keep using words. Keep using words like genre shifting. Just make stuff up like you're doing.
I'll lean into that.
Yeah. Yes. The movie is Violent Night. It really is terrific. Because it surprised me. It's a genre shifter, damn it. And the fabulous Beverly D'Angelo, you're going to come back on because there's a lot we need to talk about. But it's so wonderful to have you on, and have a great holiday if we don't talk before then.
Okay. Constant contact. Okay. Goodbye.
All right. There you go. That's Beverly D'Angelo. I loved her. I want to have her back on in a huge way. Hope to see you guys this weekend, Des Moines Funny Bone, December 16th and 17th. Go to Des Moines Funny Bone for tickets or paulmercurio.com for tickets. And we will see you guys next week.